Yes, Ed.
One of the things the Occupy Wall Street people are upset about is special interests having a lot of influence here in Washington and having their voices heard and not individuals being heard. And the New York Times has a story today about this campaign pledge the president made about lobbyists not being allowed to give money to his campaign. And yet, the story lays out in great detail, however, there are a lot of people not just giving, but raising $500,000 each, a lot of money for the president's campaign, and they just don't register as lobbyists, but their livelihood is lobbying. How do you square those two?
I mean, first of all, they don't. You make it sound like they don't register as lobbyists and they're somehow violating the law. This president's record is unprecedented in terms of his rejection of money from PACs and lobbyists. I mean, what's interesting is that you're citing that story and not the story that demonstrated that lobbyists are lining up to, in record numbers, to contribute to Republican campaigns, campaigns that openly and willingly accept money from lobbyists and PACs.
Well, the president in 2008 made a pledge that he would not accept.
And he has
we can go through all the other candidates,
and
but he made
kept
that
pledge and has been more transparent and had held himself and his administration to higher standards than any administration in history.
Okay, so
and that's a record we're very proud of.
Okay, so how then, in the story, a woman who runs Pfizer's lobbying shop, when you asked, well, they don't lobby, she runs Pfizer's lobbying shop, drug company, billions of dollars of interest around the world, they lobby the White House, they lobby Congress. She runs her lobbying shop, and yet she's raised $500,000 for the president's campaign. Well, isn't that violating the spirit?
The point is, this president has been the most transparent in terms of disclosure, the most ethical in terms of the money that he will accept and the money he won't accept. There is no one who compares thus far. We hope that there will be. And it's certainly none of the Republican candidates are even, I mean, they don't even make an effort, right? And the fact is this president's record is unparalleled in this regard.
Right, but he's also the president right now. They're candidates. We don't know who's going to get the nomination. They should be held to a high standard as well.
And
he's
had
president.
A standard prior to when he ran for office, okay, not
so
just
the
when
head
he took
of,
office.
Comcast lobbying, David Cohn, runs Comcast lobbying, raised $500,000. I understand you keep saying disclosure and everything else, but how do you have somebody who's running a lobbying shop and they're raising $500,000? How does that square with a ban?
Again, Ed, the president's standards are unequaled in this regard. The practice has been unprecedented in this regard. The transparency, the disclosure, unequaled again by any other candidate. We're very confident that that his record on this is exemplary.